Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell and the voice of the Bears,
Chad Upton. Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah coming out last night of a long trip over to Murphy, but unable to get a win. But by and large, a lot of things we saw last night I think went really, really well. Defensively, I thought we were solid. Really all night long, particularly in the first half, but really all night long. I think you guys were able to limit some things. Got some things going on the ground game offensively, and obviously you didn't get the coach, you didn't get the outcome that you would have liked to have had, but, in terms of evaluating your football team right now, we saw a lot of positive things, and I feel pretty good about it, even with the loss.
Well, you know, going into it, there were certainly some question marks that we had, you know, from personnel to schemes and all those things. And, you know, there were some things that we saw that were surprises for us, some things that were really good. You mentioned the play of the defense. I thought those guys played really well, you know, gave up the one long run where we thought we had him tackled, and he kind of busted out of there. But to do what, you know, we did defensively against those guys, I thought was pretty good. I think we gave up 164 yards of offense, negative 2 yards passing. I think they had a little screen pass they caught, and we got him tackled behind the line of scrimmage. You know, on the flip side, on the offensive side, you know, we weren't that far behind. We were 158 yards offense. I think we were right there with them, you know, from the rush into the passing game and things like that. The big thing that we saw, just we weren't consistent enough. You know, we weren't able to take advantage of opportunities. And obviously the turnovers, you know, as crazy as it sounds, we had two fumbles inside their 30, which were crucial, you know, because we had put some plays together and got some first downs and was driving the ball and got down there and, of course, had the two fumbles and turned it back over to them. You know, they had five fumbles on the night, and they recovered every one of them. So, you know, they were able to take advantage of those opportunities, and I didn't think we were. I didn't think we got down there and was able to finish like we needed to. You know, we had some good plays, you know, in there offensively, but we just never could string enough of them together to get in the end zone.
You say you saw there were some question marks and some surprises, and what I think hearing you say is that there were some pleasant surprises last night. What kinds of things were those?
You know, I think the things that you look at least for me, I think where you graduated so heavy last year, you know, up front defensively, I thought our front up on the defensive side of the ball played pretty good. Linebackers as well, I thought we played downhill. You know, we were pretty good in the secondary as well, you know, coming up making good tackles. The kids were very, very prepared. They knew what, you know, was going on with all the formations and the trades and the motions, and I don't think we got caught off guard no more than once or twice if we did, you know, getting lined up correctly or making the correct shift or any of those things. So I thought it was pretty good there. You know, we had some good plays on the special teams. You know, obviously Devin had a really good long run on the punt return for touchdown. We had a penalty that was in there that negated it and brought it back. But, you know, I thought we did some good things there. Would have liked to have got in a little bit closer and tried to get at least a field goal, you know, in one of those times we got down there inside the 30 and fumbled. But didn't get an opportunity to do that. But certainly some good things that we're looking at, but also some things we got to fix. And, like I say, consistency is a big word for me this morning.
First time you had a chance to see Hunter again in a full game since almost a year ago after the arm fracture. Tell me what your take is on him this morning.
Man, there was you know, there was no hesitation with him. You know, I thought he played downhill offensively and defensively. You know, there was not any kind of signs to me that he was very hesitant going up in there and taking contact. I thought he ran the ball hard last night, and I thought he played well at linebacker.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, we'll just kind of go back through some of those things that we saw last night. There's, you know, I had made several notes of some things that I thought feel really good about and really excited about. I thought one of those was Levi Cagle, Jr. Got a number of carries. He looked very explosive to me in the first half. Maybe he got the I haven't seen the stats yet either, but maybe got a bulk of some of those carries. And you mentioned as far as Hunter not being sort of timid or dancing around. And Levi's the same situation. He was a big part of the offense last night, and it's good to see a new face that you'll be able to kind of join the other kids that you've got out there in those skill positions to kind of hang your hat on.
Absolutely. Levi's very explosive, especially out in the open field. Thought he did a good job running between the tackles last night and lowering his head and getting yardage after that first contact. Hunter as well, as we got out there. And we got some other guys involved, which is going to be important for us. Thought Eric had a good night when he had his hands on the ball. Had a couple of catches and had a good run. Kane had a couple of catches in there as well. So I thought I thought we did some really good things. Just looking at some first downs, I thought our defense, obviously kept us in the game. Field position was huge, especially in the first half. I think defensively we gave up 8 first downs, We had numerous 3 and outs.
Right.
Offensively, we had 6 first downs. So it's just one of those situations where we were a couple of plays away from, possibly being on the other side of it. But, I mentioned the field position. I thought the first half did a really good job of keeping those guys pinned down. It reminded me so much of the first the game that we played last year here. Mm-hmm. And we actually talked about it before we came out. We knew it was going to be a field position game. We had to make those guys drive the length of the field. And, of course, they popped one, late right there for a touchdown. But then in the second half, they kind of flipped it on us. They kept us pinned down. Yeah. We never could get back really across that 50 in that second half. So, we kind of traded blows a little bit, and they came up with one or two more blows than we had.
How would you rate them after last night, Murphy, talent-wise, compared to what they've been the last few years?
it's tough to say because you almost question about, where are we at, as a program as well. Again, very close ball game. The consistency was a big thing for us. Looking at those guys, I thought probably last year they may have been a little bit more explosive because of their quarterback play. I thought their quarterback was a really good athlete last year that could stretch the field with his legs, but also was tall enough to sit in the pocket and make a throw. I think that was one thing that's kind of taken away from Murphy a little bit. But I tell you, their back ran really hard last night, Murray. We had seen him on film. I actually got a chance to see him in person, and felt like he was a good back. But I thought in the second half he really started taking over, and of course got the bulk of the carries and moving the sticks for those guys. But I think it's a very solid team. I think when you look at Murphy, you don't see a glaring place where they just don't look very solid. And I think even when we were trying to get yardage on the offensive side of the ball, it seemed like if we made one mistake, that one mistake is what got us. Being a solid ball club will get you a lot of wins. I certainly think those guys will, have a great season, I'm sure, make a good long run in the playoffs. But I still think we got some games left to win as well, some things we got to clean up and get better, and we'll get back to work on Monday.
When you took a look at that play at the end of the first half, what did you see come out of that? Because, from our vantage point, we had the play over in our minds too. I didn't quite see how that sort of unfolded and how he was able to get out and come out and break away.
A couple of things. I think probably our guys thought kind of the same thing. I know we had him wrapped up. Generally when you do that and you get one wrapped up, you start trying to strip the ball.
Right.
And I think he was probably still twisting and turning, and all of a sudden he popped out of there. I thought we had a chance maybe to get him right there at the end, and the kid was able to get into the end zone. Still didn't feel like that was going to be the game winner. Just felt like we still had some plays left to make. Just never could catch that break when they had a turnover. Like I said, they had 5 fumbles, and we didn't get any of them. They went right back to them. So, again, it was just one of those nights where we didn't catch any breaks, it didn't seem like, but when we got put in good field position, especially offensively, just don't think we could take advantage of it the way we needed to.
Tell me how you feel about the matchup up front in the trenches last night against a pretty big and team that might have oversized us a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was the matchup we were concerned with, especially on the offensive side of the ball, was the size. They didn't play with your normal defensive end type size kids. I mean, their defensive tackles and defensive ends were all four the same size. I mean, you were 6'1", 270, all the way across. And when they rotated in, they didn't get any smaller. Their linebackers were a little bit smaller, but that front four was pretty good. And when we could get through that level, I thought we could have some success, and we did. We saw that early last night, once we got through that. But those guys played really well up front for them. I don't necessarily say we played awful up front.
Sure.
I thought we played solid.
Sure.
I thought we were able to make a pocket clean for Corey for the most part. Again, we just got to take advantage of opportunities and get better.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
It's home improvement time. Hometown Hardware has all your paint needs, like Dixie Belle chalk paint at the Waynesville store. 40-gallon electric water heater, $329. Now's the time to resurface your driveway with 5-gallon Easy Stir driveway asphalt resurface, $27.99. Hometown Hardware with three locations, Canton, Bethel, and Waynesville. Your big box alternative.
Back live this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. You mentioned a few minutes ago, just talking a little bit about, giving Corey an opportunity to make some throws downfield. But I thought the offensive line did a good job and was able to create some stuff for us and give us some opportunities. Of course, that flips over to the other side too in terms of creating opportunities with the run game. But again, we talked about those matchups, but again, thought that Corey had time to throw last night. I know that we probably want to do more to get some things going with the pass game, and I'm sure that will come, but you certainly were able to create some time, and I thought Corey got a little bit more comfortable as the game went down through the line as well.
He did. Obviously, you had good size. It was up front, having to look through. We moved him out of the pocket a couple of times. It looked like he was sitting there, as I'm looking at the stat sheet this morning, looked like we were almost maybe right there about 100 yards or a little bit over in his passing yardage. But we got some really good got really good kids outside. We've got to be able to put it in their hands and let them do some things. But it was, all in all, a really good ball game last night. I just thought we fed off each other really well from the offense to defense and the special team, especially in the first half with the field position. And we knew that was going to be key for us in any close game that you play. And certainly we can build off of things like that. We just got to learn to be a little bit more consistent, especially when we get on the other side of the 50 and putting points on the board.
Tell me your thoughts on how we managed playing on the natural surface last night. First time, obviously in a while. And I know you guys practice that way this week too, but that field was in pretty good shape, and I'm certainly not fussing about anything. I'm just saying it's a different surface than we're typically willing to play on. Was that a factor at all?
No, not at all. I thought the field was in really good shape. Took a really hard rainstorm right there, probably about 2 hours before game time, maybe about 2.5 hours while we were doing pregame meal. We were in Andrews doing that and had a pretty good storm roll through, but no, I thought the field was in good shape. I don't think we cut it up too bad last night either, but the ball bounces a little bit different on the grass, but we practiced on grass twice, three times this week, so we had enough grass time in. I thought our cleats were fine, and we didn't really see many kids slipping and falling, but first live action where you're got officials out there and you're working a new 40-second play clock and all of those things, so you're going to have a few jitters up front, and I think you saw that probably on both sides of the ball for Murphy and us, early on, and I think everybody kind of got settled in and, got in the flow of it. I was, telling you earlier, I thought right there before halftime there in the second quarter, we had a play, and it was a 4th and 5 on maybe their 40, and we decided to go for it. Felt like we had a chance to maybe get that, and we were watching the clock come down, and, I was standing beside a referee waiting to pull the trigger to call a timeout, and we actually had a motion called, and our kids were smart enough to come out of the huddle and knew we were pushed on time, and they had killed the motion when already lined up where we wanted to be at, and so I let it roll, but, didn't get the playoff before I could get the timeout, and, lost the 5 yards on it and ended up punting, and, got them pinned down, but would have loved to have had that one back and at least got a chance to see if we could have got a first down out of it, but that was a coaching fault on that one.
Speaking of officiating, I thought we were able to force a false start in the first half. That was a good deal. But I was curious as to if that was something that was pointed out by the officials as being something that we shouldn't be doing. What can you tell me about that?
In the first half, and every team does this, especially when you have a lot of motion or trades, you're having to echo all of this back from the front line or really from the linebackers to the front line when we're talking about the defensive side of the ball for us. So our linebackers are seeing this, and we're echoing it up front so we can slide them or move them or any of those things, motion, whatever you want to call it. And, we were making calls based off what they were doing, and, they had a couple of times that they jumped off sides.
Right.
And then there late in the game, I think down there towards the goal line, we were making some of those calls, and the official felt like we were trying to draw their team off by doing that. And, that was a judgment call that he made. Based off something he heard, and he came over and took time to tell me about it, and it is what it is, and we move on from it. But that's not out of the norm. I mean, you get that just about every week.
But there's nothing nothing sort of illegal about your linebackers or somebody in the secondary coming up on the line and feigning like they're coming.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I thought that might be what we were dealing with.
It was more from echoing. Mouth calls, which you're telling your line that you got a trade or motion, like I said, or whatever else, and you end up barking, different cadences and things like that too when you're trying to get lined up, just kind of like a quarterback does on the offensive side. But anyways, that's where that had come from on the penalty that we got down. I guess it was away from the scoreboard right before they scored.
Tell me about your thoughts on the receivers, on the routes, and how Murphy played us in the secondary.
The thing that we saw, on film, and we got an Irwin film on those guys and a North Murray, we felt like if we could get into that second level, we could have some success. I thought Murphy did a good job of taking away a couple of routes for us that we had success on in the scrimmages.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they mixed their coverages up pretty good as well. I thought they were very solid. They were able to get away with, and if you're watching and counting numbers, they were able to get away with keeping what we call 5 in the box. So you had your 4 linemen and then your 1 Mike linebacker. And what they do is they hang those 2 outside linebackers just wider than the tackles, close enough to still be able to play the run, but far enough outside that they can help with a short pass game too. And you've got to be good up front in order to be able to do that, to get away with it. And, they have the size to be able to do those things. And I thought once we got our hands on the ball, we could do some good things. And I think you saw that.
Yeah.
I think we had some really positive plays. We just got to, shore up some routes and make sure we're in the right places. And we got to get Corey comfortable with sitting in there and dialing in and hitting these guys when they are open. But, it's a culmination of things when you look at games like this that come down that are so close. And, the stats don't lie. The game was, probably within probably 10 to 20 yards of each other in total offense. They were just able to punch it in when we couldn't.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, obviously, sort of the maturation of this football team, and we'll see us continue to improve, I'm sure, as we go throughout the year. But going back, while I'm thinking about this defensively, I thought we did a good job of being not only physical and by and large, you know, making the tackles that we needed to make early within a play, but you know, I thought, again, discipline-wise and being where we were supposed to be, really looked solid. And I think that's part of the reason why we had so much success defensively last night, was seemed like a lot of disciplined play and aggressive play on the part of your defense last night.
A lot of prep time, yeah, you know, put into it. You know, we moved a couple of JVs up this week because we didn't have a JV game last Thursday night. And a lot of those guys ran scout teams for us this week and really gave us a good look. And, you know, when you're facing a team that does some of the things that Murphy does, you know, sometimes when we started practice on Monday, we practiced the scout team even without having the football in your hand. So you have to be very disciplined about each person that might have the ball, even though they don't.
Right.
But I thought it was a good job of preparation, you know, by Coach Rogers and his side, his staff. And the look that we got from some of those young JV players, you know, for the week as well. And, you know, it was one of those things. I felt like, you know, we were battling the weather a little bit this week,
yeah,
but, you know, so was Murphy. We kind of checked up on their weather as well. And, you know, it was a good week of practice. The day yesterday went good. The drive over was good. Riverside Baptist Church fed us yesterday. They packed us up, you know, subs and drinks and stuff, and
right,
we took those with us, and we stopped in Andrews and Snowbird Wilderness Outfitters, which is Coach Holloway's brother's Christian camp. You know, allowed us to come in and eat
cool
with those guys yesterday as well, and we're thankful because we got over there and the big storm hit, and you know, we were inside a covered building, and you know, we were able to sit,
yeah,
and relax a little bit,
yeah,
and you know, the travel was good. I thought the kids were, you know, we rode over good. I thought our pregame was good. I thought the kids were, you know, dialed in good once we got there, focused on what we needed to try to accomplish. And, you know, because I always look back and see, was there something I missed somewhere,
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
you know, did we not do this really well in the day of the game stuff? And just felt like everything kind of flowed smoothly. And again, you know, I want to thank those people that were involved with helping get us fed yesterday and been able to allow us to come and eat at that complex as well. But, you know, you look back on it and you see some things that you need to fix, and you move on to Monday and you kind of pull your pants up and go again.
First week of school, pretty good shape.
Was.
Yeah.
It was good to be back on a regular,
yeah,
routine, have those guys coming in, you know, right after school. And things went really good this week, you know, went smoothly. And I think, you know, as a matter of fact, I don't think Murphy was even in school.
You're
I
right,
think,
that's right. They start
I think
Monday.
They start Monday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know they were having to battle a little bit of that as well, you know, not being on that routine. But I thought for the most part our guys were, you know, doing what we needed to be doing on the day of the game.
Did you miss any time this week because of thunderstorms? Were you able to did you have to come in at any point this week? Were you able to stay out?
We were able to stay out.
Yeah.
We had to push practice back. We had about an hour delay one day.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, everybody was dealing with it. You know, obviously we're fortunate enough to have turf when we do have the heavy rain,
right,
and we got the opportunity to be down there. It doesn't hold us back very much as far as that goes, but again, just got to do just go back to the drawing board on Monday and get these kids ready to play Inca next week.
Final segment when we return. You're listening to the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, going into week two now. And, of course, we always talk about how fast all this goes. We're talking about week two. But going into week two next week at home against Dinka, certainly be nice to get back home after a long trip and a long first week of school. That first week of school is tough on all of us anyway. And certainly adding that extra trip certainly doesn't do anything to give you a ton of energy by the time you get to Saturday afternoon. But get to come back home to the friendly confines and get things going with Inca this week before, 2 weeks ahead of the Tuscola game and the bye week that comes along after that. But it's a good time to I'm sure, correct some of the things that you want to correct and work on this week and see what you can do against an Inca team that, of course, would love to nothing more to beat us.
Well, it's a process, continuing to build and to move forward, getting your team as close to being, what we say, full throttle by the time you get to conference. Obviously, you look at the game coming up. They had a win last night, so they're sitting there 1-0,
right.
And we're sitting here 0-1. So, they're a leg up on us there. They're going to bring a good crowd. It always
sure.
is that way, and they always play extremely hard. We're going to be really focused on correcting some things from Friday night. Then we'll start working on, film on those guys and breaking them down and seeing where we think we may have some advantages and can we take advantage of it? Can we take advantage of those opportunities that we weren't able to do this past week? Where's the mindset of our team going to be when we come in on Monday? I know we had a lot of disappointed kids. Nobody
sure.
wants
sure.
to go out
sure.
and lose a ball game. A lot of self-reflection, not only on the players, but the coaches as well, and looking to see how we can help these kids out and put them in places to be successful. And, we'll go back and have our meetings and get some film broke down and get a practice schedule ready for the week and get these guys ready to go on Friday night. Well, Thursday night, too, because our JVs get to play this week.
What is it that you know about Inc at this point?
I haven't had a chance to see them much on film yet. Obviously, we've already traded, but we're really more focused on ourselves last night and watching that film. We actually got back as a staff last night, and we probably watched about an hour and a half of film as we were doing laundry. So, had a chance to go ahead and start breaking some of that stuff down. We'll start looking at those guys, Inca, today and tomorrow, and getting a game plan put together and seeing where we can hopefully get some points on the scoreboard and obviously continue to play good defense.
Again, we haven't had a chance to put eyeballs on the JV team at this point yet, and we will this Thursday night. What's your prospects for that group right now?
Got a lot of excitement. Numbers are really good
yep.
there. Feel like we got some explosive players on that team. Got a lot of young players. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of freshmen that will play. Seem to be pretty good up front. We're sophomore heavy up front,
yeah.
With our offensive and defensive line, so that's a good thing. So you got some experience up there. But we'll be a little bit green in the backfield and out wide. But, those are things we'll continue to work on and get better. We just need to get those kids on the field and get a game under their belt and
yeah.
let them go.
Certainly look forward to that. Thursday, again, JV game, that game over at Inca. Friday night, we'll be back at home. It'll be the first game of the 2019 season. Pisgah Memorial Stadium. Certainly invite you to come out and join us on the radio as well. 6:30 will be our air time with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock with the game call, and then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning for another edition of the Brett Chappell Show.